Well, Pride of the Fleet, where you been?
Oh, please don't be sore, Joe.
Shut up. I've been waiting here an hour. We missed the last shore boat. You're in the Navy. Remember? Now both of us will get 5 days in the brig for overstaying leave.
You shouldn't have waited for me.
I'm always waiting for you. And I'm getting sick of playing big brother to you, too. If I don't watch you, you're always getting in jams.
I'm awfully sorry, Joe, but honest, I couldn't help it.
I've been trying to put you wise now for 3.5 years, and you're still a hayseed. Well, what was it this time?
Well, when you left, I got awful lonesome. This town's pretty cold to a stranger.
I know the rest. She had blonde hair and blue eyes, and was small and needed protection.
Yes! I mean, how did you know?
And she's a homegirl, and she never went out with a sailor before, and you looked different.
Oh, you don't understand, Joe. This really was different. She was swell, Joe. I don't always like to be hanging on you. I decided...
Never mind what you decided. How much dough she take you for?
Don't say that, Joe. I tell you, I'm serious about this girl.
Oh, kid. It's all for your own good, can't you see?
I know, but you can't imagine how lonesome I've been. I've always wanted to meet a nice girl.
And marry and get a chicken farm.
Well, that wouldn't be half bad. In fact, Mary!
That's cute, too.
Oh, there you go again. Why, she wouldn't even let me spend a nickel on her. And she's going to wait for me to come back. I'll get discharged and paid off in Frisco in 2 months and...
And come back and get her.
Yes! Listen, Joe, be a swell guy, will ya? Why, the kid wouldn't even let me take her home when she found out you were waiting for me. I told her all about you. And I'd like to call her up and find out if she got home all right.
Because her mother's sick.
That's right! Oh, let it go. But if you come, I'll get us a nice room with the dough I got left. And I'll tell the lieutenant it was my fault tomorrow because you missed the boat.
Yeah, I know. Okay, come on. There's a beanery right around the corner.
Thanks, Joe. I knew you'd understand.
Sure, I understand. You're still a sucker.
You still don't believe this is the real thing.
Sure! It's always the real thing. Civvy job, nice flat, babies. And I'm the Admiral's niece, toots.
We're different types, Joe. You were born to knock around. Sailoring's okay for you. But I've been raised on a farm. I come from generations of farmers, people who live and die in one place. I never joined up if there was work on the farm. This life's okay for a couple of years to get the wanderlust out of you, but...
Okay. Here's the beanery.
Come on. I'll call and then we'll get some coffee and sandwiches.
I could stand some Java.
Here's the booth. Come on over. I'll let you talk to her, too.
Okay.
Let's see. Here's a nickel. And here's the number.
When you hear the signal,
what?
The time will be 11:55 and one half.
Hello? Listen, I...
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:55.
What's the matter, kid?
Listen to this.
Give me the receiver.
When you hear the signal, the time will be 11:56.
What number she give you?
Meridian 71212.
Mary. Meridian 71212. Where's your wallet?
What? What do you mean? It's gone!
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
No place. Just let me walk around by myself for a little while. I'll be all right.
The poor kid.